This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Thursday, August 11th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The COVID pandemic has changed just about every aspect of Americans' health, and it has been mostly for the worse. As people missed health screenings, abandoned routines, and went through isolation, we saw a range of other chronic diseases worsen. Overall death rates of heart disease and stroke rose. Drug overdose deaths and alcohol abuse also rose. Brianna Abbott, health reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more.
Thanks for joining us, Brianna.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's take a look at how COVID-19 and the pandemic has changed Americans' health. You know, there's obviously the chief thing we were dealing with was the pandemic, this novel virus that was affecting everybody. And by the time that we are now, we kind of made through the worst of it, it seems like, hopefully. But it also changed everything else in the healthcare system. Americans were missing screenings. They abandoned routine checkups. They experienced loss and through death and isolation because of the shutdowns and all that. And so we saw a range of other chronic diseases and kind of those numbers start to tick up. So, Brianna, for just kind of a broad overview, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so we are looking at the pandemic sort of having these ripple effects into every sort of aspect of health in America for the reasons that you talked about. A lot of people couldn't go anywhere for months. They experienced loss of loved ones, they experienced isolation, disruption of routines, missed health care, and health systems and public health departments that usually do a lot of this work were also overrun. So they weren't really able to do the level of work fighting a lot of these other chronic conditions that they normally do. So that combination really had an impact on our health that sort of we're just now starting to see sort of emerge in the data, because the data tends to be a couple of years behind. But, you know, we're seeing it in everything from heart disease and stroke to mental health to antimicrobial resistance. So you really sort of see these impacts across the board.
Yeah, and the tough thing is that a lot of these might not be so easily reversible, right? If you missed a screening and you developed a disease or something throughout that time, well, now you're stuck. Now you have to go back and try to manage it. And it can be very tough. So let's just run through some of these. You mentioned heart disease and stroke. So we saw overall death rates in these sections just rise sharply during the pandemic.
Definitely. And the data that we have, just to say, the data that we have runs through 2020 that we used in the study. So it doesn't have the most recent years. But in the first year of the pandemic, we saw overall deaths and death rates from heart disease and stroke rise pretty sharply. And that sets back progress against two of the nation's leading killers in the U.S. Part of it had to do with, you know, missing doctor's visits earlier on when things were shut down and the virus was really overwhelming hospitals. People didn't want to go even though, you know, you should if you're having a heart attack. So, you know, some people died at home. And COVID infections themselves sort of also increased the risk for stroke and heart attack. And on top of that, going forward, people have been under more stress generally in the past few years and haven't been as active. So doctors are sort of really trying to help and want people to get back to sort of managing their chronic conditions and their heart health as well.
Let's talk about drug and alcohol use, because very early on in the pandemic, we were hearing a lot of stories about people, you know, we were shut down, people were staying home, using a lot more recreational drugs, drinking a lot more. That was a huge one. So that's been a pretty big issue that people have had to deal with throughout the pandemic.
You're right. We saw drinking sort of increase in the early months of the pandemic. And a recent report showed that, you know, alcohol-related deaths increased about 25% from 2019 to 2020. It had been rising before that, but this was sort of a bigger jump. And the same thing with, unfortunately, opioid overdoses. So we knew that those were increasing sort of prior to the pandemic as well. In a lot of these, for instance, the pandemic didn't necessarily start new health problems. They just exacerbated ones that were already existing. And that unfortunately includes the opioid epidemic as well.
Let's talk real quick about superbugs, because this is we just saw a study come out recently talking about how antibiotics were overused early on in the pandemic. Nobody really knew how to treat COVID, so they were throwing everything that they could at them. They were throwing a lot of antibiotics at people, and that really just kind of fueled this strains of antibiotic-resistant bacteria out there. Just overprescribing them just kind of leading us down that path.
Definitely. It's a combination of that, like using antibiotics incorrectly to treat COVID patients before we knew more. Plus, they were worried that COVID patients would have co-infections with some other bacteria, which happens sometimes in the hospital. So there was that fear that also sort of led to overprescribing. And then also a lot of these hospitals and health centers were really just overstretched. And so a lot of the prevention efforts that they usually have to sort of keep, you know, these infections on a minimum slipped a little bit. So that also caused an impact. In addition to the overprescribing, we just saw the overwhelming of healthcare systems sort of impact their prevention efforts.
Mental health. Now, that's been a huge one. We've been hearing a lot about that. Obviously, adults had a very serious time throughout the pandemic, but particularly children and adolescents had a really hard time being disrupted with their school schedules in and out, and they've had a particularly tough time too.
Definitely. That is a huge concern. And sort of like the other topics we've been talking about, it was there before the pandemic, and then the pandemic definitely added fuel to the fire to the mental health crisis that we're experiencing in the U.S., especially among younger children. And there were one third of some 7,000 U.S. high school students surveyed responded to a CDC questionnaire saying that they had, you know, reported poor mental health in the pandemic. So it's like really a significant proportion of folks. And so hopefully that's one of the things that as they get back to school and sort of get back into more routines, that there's sort of help there and that starts to improve. But, you know, a lot of them also faced not only social isolation, but like economic hardship and sort of family loss or illness as well. So it was really a tough time for the youth, and sort of hopefully that can sort of be one of the things that hopefully rebounds soon.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, you know, the pandemic just kind of threw everything for a loop, and we've seen all these changes affected everywhere. There was increased firearm deaths, increase in sexually transmitted infections, childhood vaccination rates slowed down just a little bit. So really touching every part of Americans' health, the pandemic has made an impact in one way or another. Brianna Abbott, health reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.